Keith Peters reporting there have been developments to pass a Ukraine aid bill in Congress.
The bill has been slowed down by Republican opposition in the House. In the Senate, Washington Democrat Patty Murray says
there is no reason, no excuse for delay, not when bombs are falling on our allies, not when civilians, including kids, are suffering and starving, not when the world is watching to see if America is still united enough to lead.
In Ukraine, desperate troops are rationing or running out of ammunition on the front lines. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says delay has strained the prospects of defeating Russian aggression.
Dithering and hesitation have compounded the challenges.
McConnell has made clear stopping Vladimir Putin is important enough for him to stake his political capital. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Arguments were heard today at the Supreme Court over the Starbucks challenge to a judicial order requiring it to rehire 7 employees at a Memphis cafe who were fired as they pursued unionization. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says the National Labor Relations Board is careful when it's determining whether or not to even seek the injunction that Starbucks is fighting.
And you suggest that this is happening all the time. There's record evidence that in the last year the board has sought 10J injunctions. So it's not as though this is happening a lot.
While Starbucks attorney Lisa Blatt says the NLRB is overreaching.
The board has been very, very aggressive on some of its legal theories, including in a case where Starbucks sought discovery. The board turned around and called that an unfair labor practice and then told the district court they had to defer to it. The board also says that you have to bargain with unions that have been decertified.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 263 points, the NASDAQ rose 245, the S&P advanced 60. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told by pastors on the ground evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is visiting Poland to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk to promise more money to support Ukraine.
Rishi Sunak wants to emphasize the UK's role in defending Ukraine. The focus today from the Prime Minister is the extra support for Ukraine, more ammunition, air defenses, drones and engineering support. He'll meet too with Jens Stoltenberg of the NATO Defence Alliance and offer to deploy an RAF squadron to carry out policing of Poland's skies for NATO next year.
The BBC's Chris Mason. The head of Mexico's detective service says the country is the champion of fentanyl production, contradicting President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president long denied that fentanyl's produced in Mexico, but the head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency says Mexico's been the champion of fentanyl production. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.